Welcome back to Ramen Gurjap Untitled. I'm your host, Ram.
I'm your other host, Gurjap.
Before we start, you can follow me at ram_gil_.
And you can follow me at gurjap_m.
And if you need to contact it for anything, you can email us at theuntitledpodcast2323@gmail.com.
Yes, sir.
So let's get right into it.
Okay, so there's some drama spewing in the TikTok community. So the TikTok Creator Fund. So TikTok state that they pay their creators between 3 to 5 cents per 1,000 views, right?
Yep.
There are many creators who are complaining that they're only being paid 1 cent per 1,000 views.
What?
Some creators are making more than 5 cents a post. So now there's a conflict of people. There's like a bunch of people saying like, okay, so there's a bias and there's people you like more than there is like you know how like they monetize videos or something?
Yeah.
They say it's doing it like that. Do you think, okay, first of all, do you think they should get paid more or less?
For the TikToks?
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know how much work goes into like TikToks, and like all TikToks are different. So I don't know, like maybe some creators should get paid more.
You know, like those TikToks where they like do like cool clips like Zach King or something.
Yeah.
They get paid like 30 cents. And like people who are just like in like that hype house, like,
yeah,
like, suck my dick.
Okay, wait, so they only get
1 cent per 1,000 views.
1 cent per 1,000 views,
bro. That's what this is not a reliable source. No, it was a reliable source. Like, there's so many TikTokers talking about it.
Yeah,
like famous TikTokers, right? Like this one guy who has like a couple million followers, I think like 70-80 million likes, and he's talking about it.
Yeah.
So I'm just saying, and he's like, I got paid $80, and I got this many views. And he calculated it. He's getting paid 1 cent per 1,000 views.
1 cent per 1,000 views. So, like, how many do, like, Charlie D'Amelio and all that?
Bro, they probably have so many, bro. Like, Charlie D'Amelio, she has, like, 1 billion likes. How many views does Charlie
She probably has over 1 billion.
Oh, like 100%. She does have
over 1 billion. Yeah.
Yeah, because she has like
7. It's not hard getting views on TikTok, so I guess maybe it's not that bad.
Wait, what? No, that's not right. That's 226 million, but that's in 2019.
Oh, okay. You know what? YouTube gets paid per ad. Mm-hmm. TikTok doesn't have ads. So, and YouTube has like 30 second ads, and a TikTok is only a minute. And like,
bro, I didn't even know what you said. I was like kind of like mind
blown. Yeah.
She has average 17 million views.
Yeah.
She has 1,000 videos, and she has 8.6 billion likes.
Yeah.
107 million followers. That's like 8.6. That's like the population of the world. 8.6 billion.
How much money is that?
Bro, so her net worth is like 3 billion or something.
8.6 billion?
Yeah, likes. Times, say, 5 cents. That's at least. She probably has more views than likes, obviously. Yeah, it's like 8.6
billion.
Billion.
8.2 billion divided by 1,000.
And do like 3 cents.
If she has 8.6 billion views, right?
Yeah.
Then she's made 20, and if she's getting paid 3 cents, she's made $25.8 million.
No, I don't think that's right. No way.
What?
That can't be, no way. How much money? No way she has that much money.
25.8 million. Maybe if she gets paid 1 cent, then it's only 8.6.
I don't think she's even in the TikTok Creator Fund, bro. She has a net worth of $4 million.
Okay, she didn't make 26 million. But yeah, she didn't even make 1 cent then. Because yeah. 8.6
is... You think there's... She might not be in the TikTok creator fund, though.
What's the TikTok creator
fund? So the TikTok creator fund is, like, so they pay people who are not, like, rich already. Yeah. And they're famous. And they give, like... And people who are making their platform on TikTok. And they made it after Charli D'Amelio had, like, millions and millions of followers. So she might not even be on the creator fund.
Who's on the creator fund?
I don't know. Like trying to, like, screw me? Who is on the TikTok?
Is it, like, the Hype House and stuff? Or
No, I don't think they're on it either. Like, I think, like, people who are, like...
Smaller creators?
Yeah.
Oh.
A 200 million venture that will pay
David then Dobrik. They might get more. Oh, what? David Dobrik's not a small creator.
I think, no, there's controversy about that. I think he got off the creator fund.
Oh, really?
You can sign up for a creator fund, but they probably don't sign up for a creator fund.
Yeah, they don't need to because the ads already
pay them. They get paid 100,000 per ad. That they promote, and basically all they post now are ads.
Yeah,
they're so big, and it's I don't really care, but like,
I do that for like
one post,
1 minute. That's not even a minute. Sometimes
it's like Dynalife or something, and like they're getting promoted.
How are they moving product?
What do you mean? How are they moving product?
Like, are they selling stuff? Are they influencing people to go buy
You know, like, the book fair? Like, Charli D'Amelio has a book you would buy from a book fair. So, like...
She has a book?
Yeah, and it's got, like, number one seller for, like, children's book or something.
Really?
It's, like, pink and stuff, bro. I'm gonna show you this. Bro, okay.
Do you know about, JoJo Siwa?
Bro, isn't she, like, 7 feet tall?
No. Do you know who JoJo Siwa is?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah, she's like the biggest. She goes on like concerts.
Yeah, and I'm pretty huge. Sure
she sold out like Madison Square Garden.
Bro, she's richer than like Charli D'Amelio.
Yeah, no, she's richer than most YouTubers. She doesn't have to be a YouTuber anymore. Bro, okay, wait. Her net worth?
She's 17, by the way.
Her net worth is 14 million.
At 17?
Yeah. I'm 17.
This is
She's JoJo pretty cringy, Siwa. Though. I wouldn't want to be that at 17. But, like...
What is she doing?
She, like, appeals to, like, kids.
I thought she appealed to adults.
She's on, like, lunchboxes and
Bro,
stuff.
Bro, she goes to, like, you know, like, how they sell toe pics or something on OnlyFans? 18, she goes to OnlyFans. She gets a dark side. Look at her!
People really like her, though.
I can't even zoom in. She's nice. I think she's really nice.
She has a huge house too, I'm pretty sure.
Bro, have you seen those kid channels?
Oh, Ryan's Toy Review.
Yeah, they're rich.
Ryan's Toy Review is like Bill Gates rich, I swear. Ryan's Toy Review.
Bro, this is her book.
Oh, it looks like a book like that'd be at like Walmart and stuff.
Essentially Charli.
Is it like The Ultimate Guide to Keeping Up What?
The Ultimate Guide to Keeping It Real.
Oh my god. Isn't it cringy for them?
Probably. But she's probably forced to do this.
Bro, Ryan's Toy Review, guess what his net worth is? You'll never guess.
100 million.
32 million. You guessed way too high. That should ruin the whole thing. 32 million! 32 million!
Bro, they have over 10 million subscribers on like 15 channels.
Bro, he, like, gets toys sent to him. And, like, I don't know, he's some Asian kid. And, like, he's just, like, rebel. That's the best job ever. If I was a kid, bro, I
would. This kid is Ryan.
Yeah.
You're telling me this kid is richer than all these
people? Yeah, than all the TikTok creators. All YouTubers, basically.
Bro, what the heck? Let's see his parents.
Oh, bro.
I searched up his parents.
It's like a picture of his mom being arrested or something.
What the heck?
Bro, to put that in perspective, KSI's net worth is only 15 million. Bro, okay. Which is not.
Let's search up someone famous. David Dobrik.
David Dobrik's net worth?
Yeah.
I think it'll be like 19 million. Somewhere around there.
David Dobrik has a net worth of 20 million.
Oh, bro. Okay, I was kind of close. I'm just saying.
Mr. Beast now network.
I don't think he spends much, though. That's the thing.
You think he's made more, though? 16 million.
Yeah, that's... what year is that from, though? And I don't think he, like, spends that much.
Yeah, he doesn't.
Because net worth is calculated, like, all your assets minus your liabilities. And I don't think he has any liabilities, but, like, all his assets... he doesn't have that nice of a house. I've seen images of it or something.
A creep.
And his, like, car is not that nice.
Didn't he have, like, an i8, though?
Oh, really?
Yeah, he had, like, a BMW i8 back in the day. Yeah, 100%. Bro. Hey, you know, I don't know. But, like, just...
I know he's the richest YouTuber, though. I watched this, like, YouTube video, and, like, they said he's number one.
Bro, all the ads he gets, views, no swearing.
Yeah, and it's, like, AdSense alone. He has, like, three channels.
Gaming channel.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. We wanna do the move tier list.
Okay, so we have a tier list for everyone today.
Last time we promised you, this time we remembered. My back really hurts.
It's a movie series tier list. That's probably gonna cause beef and wreckage, and we're probably gonna get hated on for life.
Okay.
But let's start it out. Okay, the first title we have is The Lord of the Rings.
Never watched any of them.
Okay, what?
Okay. Yeah, shit!
What? You haven't watched Lord of the Rings?
No, I've never watched
Okay, Lord of the Rings, it's really, really, really good.
I put it in D.
No, I'll put a B.
C!
A.
C. Okay, wait. Tell them the categories.
What do you mean?
Like, for the tier list. Like, it's what's movie the highest? No, what's the highest? What's the lowest?
Oh, okay. The highest is S. Second is A. Third is B, fourth is C, and fifth is D.
So the worst is D, best is S.
Yes.
In the middle, A, B, C.
Yeah. Okay, so The Lord of the Rings. Bro, it's as good as Harry Potter. This came out before Harry Potter.
I say C.
And a lot of it's influenced.
I say C.
We'll say B.
I say C.
Bro, B, this is going to get a lot of people.
Bro, if I haven't watched
this, is one of the highest rated series in the world. C. I'm putting a B. I kind of put it lower. Okay, Men in Black.
Never watched that.
Bro, Will Smith.
Yeah, I know. I never watched that.
No, are you kidding me? What is this tier list?
Okay, no. I think I watched one and it was like garbage.
Okay, yeah, Men in Black is not that good. The first one's good. Second one, third is garbage. Planet of the Apes. This is a good
Okay, tier list. I put that in A.
Yeah, I'll put that in A. I agree. Star Wars.
Never watched Star Wars.
Okay, I'll put it... I think I'll have to put it A just for the respect factor. Like, Star Wars is, like, one of the biggest series in the world. And, like, franchise-wise, I think it's, I think it's a little bit below Pokemon and stuff like that. Too, like, for...
I say it goes B.
I think it's A.
Apparently, the last few ones are shit.
Yeah, I haven't really watched the new ones, but I've watched, like, the old ones. Old ones are good. They're good movies.
I say B.
And especially for its time, bro. This is, like, insane for its time. Okay.
Fine.
I'll go A.
Three.
Okay, fine. B. B, but higher than Lord of the... No, what? What is that? Okay, fine.
Okay. You do your tier list. I'll do my tier list.
No. Let's do it together.
It's terrible.
Okay, I'll do B. Pirates of the Caribbean.
A, 100%.
Yeah, okay.
That's one of my favorite series. But yeah, it's not like insane. Hunger Games, I would put an S.
No.
Hunger Games, I would put an
S. I haven't watched it.
Bro, it's good.
I'll go B.
Okay.
Bro,
A.
Look at what we have in Lord of the Rings and Star Wars. Bro, we're about to offend all these geeks in the world.
Okay, put Star Wars in A. Put Star Wars in A. I haven't watched Lord of the Rings. It's probably great. And Hunger Games, B. Or A, sorry.
Okay. Jason Bourne. The Bourne series.
Haven't watched it.
Okay. This series is insane. It's like Mission Impossible. He's a secret agent. He loses a memory. It's so insane. All the action sequences are like...
Really good? I might watch it then.
Oh, yeah. Watch. It's a trilogy. It's really... The first one's like, okay. Second one's insane. Third one's like, oh my God. Like, your mind's blown by the end of it.
Okay.
There's a fourth and fifth one I haven't watched really, but I'd say it's A.
Okay.
The Purge. Purge horror series.
good horror series.
I'd say C, bro. Some of the movies are trash.
Okay, I'll agree with that one. I'll agree with that.
And especially because Lord of the Rings is kind of holding up B. I feel
like... Put the Lord of the Rings A.
I'll put it A, but last A.
Okay, yeah.
Okay? Oh, do you want to switch the order? I think Planet of Apes is actually deserving of like A left side.
Okay, Hunger Games goes in front of Pirates of the Caribbean.
No! What? Pirates of... I haven't seen Hunger Games.
Oh, you gotta watch Hunger Games.
I think Bourne is better than Star Wars,
to be honest. Okay, I think Hunger Games is better than Bourne.
Well, you haven't seen Bourne.
Well, you haven't seen Hunger Games.
Okay, fine. We'll leave it there. The same category. Okay, they're fine. The same, okay? We'll read you guys off the at the end. I guess it's really confusing. Yeah. They can't see it. The Matrix. I know you haven't this seen is it,
really good.
But it's so insane. I'd say S, bro. It's so, I'll agree so good. With
that. I'll agree. Keanu Reeves. Everything I've heard about it, I'll say S.
The Ocean series. You've seen
this. I've seen Oceans.
Oceans is a good, the it's best good. High series in the world.
It's good. It's but the best. They ruined high. It with Ocean, like with all the women and stuff.
Ocean's 8 or something? Ocean's.
I don't know. Not like I'm not being like. Sex.
Then we get canceled.
It's just so.
The other one wasn't good. Ocean Day was not good.
So I would honestly put it B, or far A, like to the right.
Okay, fine. Far A. I'll agree with that.
Like Ocean's 11 was the best one with Brad Pitt, right?
All of them have Brad Pitt and Matt Damon and the other guy in it.
No, the one where it's like
three have Brad Pitt and Matt Damon.
It might have been Ocean's 12. I think Ocean's 12 was the best one.
No. The first one's the best one, I'd say.
And that's Ocean's 11?
Yeah. Yeah, they robbed the casino in that one.
What are they robbing the other ones?
I kind of forget. Like, I know it's insane. Like, that series is really good. Okay. I'd say I'm good with it at A.
Okay.
John Wick.
That's an S for me.
S?
S.
Okay, I'd say S as well because, like, what?
John Wick is so good.
John Wick, I'd say even better than The Matrix because, like, bro, the action sequences in this.
I agree.
Like, one of the fastest action sequences in the world, I'd say. And, like, how fast they do the moves and, like, Keanu Reeves. It's just, like...
He's a great actor. I was watching, like, weird, like, things about him. Like, he was on, like, a subway and then gave his lady a seat. And like,
I know. He's, like, literally the nicest celebrity, I think.
Yeah, that's what everyone says. He's insanely nice.
You know, he was in love with, like... I don't know if you know the Matrix girl, but like...
Sandra Bullock?
Yeah, he was in love with her, and then like, but he was just too shy to say anything.
And then the Sandra Bullock girl was like...
She was in love with him too.
Bro, Sandra Bullock's fire.
Yeah. Okay, Transformers.
B.
B. Same. I don't think they're anything special that much.
Yeah.
The first one was good. Second one, repetitive. Third one, way too repetitive. Third one, fourth one, fifth one. I think there's five. And then Bumblebee, I didn't even watch. I don't even think I watched like.
I just gave up on Transformers. This one's gonna cause controversy.
X-Men?
Yeah.
Have you watched them?
I've watched. Oh yeah.
Have you watched like all of them?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
You watched like Logan too?
Yeah, I watched Logan.
Okay, what do you think?
I'll let you answer first.
I'd say A.
I would say B.
No, what? A? Okay, Logan. Okay, no.
Okay, I prefer Pirates of the Planet of the Apes above it. Pirates of the Caribbean. I would even say Bourne, because if you're comparing you it to Mission Impossible, Hunger Games, 100%. Star Wars, I don't know. The Lord of the Rings, I don't know. Oceans, 100%. So I would put it high B.
Okay, can we put last A?
Last A, I say second B.
No.
First B.
Okay, fine. Okay, I'll say this. Some of the X-Men movies aren't good, but some of them are like A tier, S tier even. Yeah, Days of Future Past is so good. Like that movie, like when they like combine the shit, it's so insane. Especially because now they're getting into the Marvel thing. Like, I don't know. Are you going to watch WandaVision?
No, probably not.
Okay, well, in it, like... it left on a cliffhanger. Every episode ends on like a cliffhanger.
You watched it?
Yeah, I watch it like every Friday. Everyone's like hype about it. And episode 5 came out, and then at the end of episode 5, right? Do you know Quicksilver? Like in the X-Men thing?
The guy
that like runs fast. He came in it at the end of episode 5, and everyone's like, their mind blown. Okay. Back to the Future.
Never watched it. But
I'd say just because
it's a classic, end of A, yeah.
Bro, You should watch Back to the Future. It's really good. You know Action Replay, right?
Yeah.
It's Action Replay is a remake of that, but it's not as funny.
Yeah, Action
Replay. And it's like funny. It's not the same thing. But like, it's like three series. All three of the movies are like good. Okay. Steven Spielberg, OG Spider-Man.
S.
Okay. End the third S. one. Third one's not that good. Are you sure? I think it's here after Pirates.
You think Planet of the Apes
yes! is
better than OG Spider-Man? You grew up on Spider-Man!
I know, but I can't.
Bro, no!
What?
You're dead to Spider-Man.
No.
Bro, okay. Spider-Man, no.
This no. All these series are good.
No.
Okay, fine. End of S, then. End of S.
End of S, bro.
Marvel. Okay, that's an easy
yeah, S. Top of S.
Top of S. Easily.
Best series ever.
Okay, Mission Impossible. S.
Right after Marvel. Actually, right after John Wick. Right after John Wick.
Really? I think it's better than
Marvel. No.
Okay.
Okay, there's seven or five Mission Impossibles, right? If there's five John Wicks, I feel like it would be.
There's like seven.
Seven, okay, yeah, it was probably like seven. I thought, I just knew there was five for sure. No, there is seven, I remember.
Yeah, so, oh no, there's it's six right now and seven's coming out.
Oh yeah, I knew that.
So, okay, I'd say John Wick has better action, I'll say that. Like hand-to-hand combat. I'll say hand-to-hand combat.
Oh, Mission Impossible is so
bro, good. Mission Impossible, bro. Tom Cruise is literally like made off this series and it's so insane. Fallout had the I'd say that's the best action movie I've ever seen in my life. I'd say that hands down. Fallout, literally, they skydived in real life. Tom Cruise skydived during a sunset in Paris. He really skydived, bro. And the other actor did too. The guy that plays Superman.
And the guy who's in, like, The Boys.
And he hung off a helicopter. A helicopter with a ball sack or whatever hanging off of it. Like, he hung off that. That's so insane.
Okay, fine.
Okay. Fast and Furious.
Bro, that's my favorite series.
And that's your favorite series?
Yeah.
I'd say it's S. I will not dispute that.
Okay, maybe above Mission Impossible for me. Bit under for Marvel for me.
I think it's under... for me, it's under John Wick, to be honest.
Bro,
under John Wick. I think John Wick. I enjoy John Wick the series. Like if
okay. Put it ahead of John Wick because okay. I thought it was ahead of Mission Impossible.
Okay, let me say my take on it.
Okay.
I feel like the movies were a lot better before they turned them into superheroes.
No, I feel like it's kind of hype. Like eighth one was like okay. Seventh one was really good.
What?
Sixth one was even better. First one was okay. Second one was insane. Because like, and then third one, Tokyo Drift was okay. Tokyo Drift was really good, actually.
Yeah, Tokyo Drift was good.
I don't know.
Okay, no, let me say my take on it. Like, I feel like the movies were a lot better when Paul Walker was there. And when they were stealing cars and were actual, like, gangsters. Like, actual, like... Like
that's what I think people. Happens now. I think they become gangsters.
You know what happened? You know why they had to turn them into superheroes?
Why?
Because Universal wanted a series like Marvel and like DC and stuff like that. And they wanted something like that. So they created them into superheroes. They are superheroes. Like, okay, look, in one of the movies, right? I forget which movie it is. But Vin Diesel literally stomps on the ground. The whole car park, the concrete car park breaks it apart. That tell me that's he doesn't have superhuman
no,
ability.
No, it's like they like you mean the car parks and all the cars come down?
No, the one that he stomps down the floor cracks and stuff.
I don't know if that's true.
Let me show you. Vin Diesel.
No way.
Car park Fast and Furious. Okay, wait, we're just watching a scene. What's it called? Brakes car park, maybe?
Brakes car park? What car park did he break?
I don't know. He breaks the concrete.
Okay,
though.
Say it's true. Okay, then I agree.
Brakes concrete.
I feel like it's just, it makes you feel so much more homey, you know?
how many times will they do the same story? My evil brother comes in and now he's evil again. Literally, how many times have they done the same story? When will he stop caring about family? Maybe I feel like they kind of... I'm not saying it's still S-tier series. I'm not saying it's good. But I feel like the movies were way, way, way better back in the day, this part.
Oh, maybe it does. So you're telling me Vin Diesel got on the ground?
Look at this. Yeah, that's fine.
Bro, it's because of floor.
Bro, that still takes superhuman strength.
No, it doesn't. I could do it. I'd literally jack. No.
Okay, in this one, I know the new one, he's... Okay, no. He's Vin Diesel's brother, I know, again. It's like the same story. But, like, okay. I know they're branching off into, like, a multiverse, like Marvel's doing. So that's why they did the Shaw versus... I'm forgetting the movie. Hobbs versus Shaw, right? Hobbs versus Shaw, the guy's a superhero. Idris Elba is a superhero. He says it himself. He's Black Superman.
Is this that not, racial profiling?
Is it not getting too far?
Okay, moving on.
Okay, we'll leave it there. But
James Bond is S.
James Bond is easily S. I think it's about Fast and Furious.
You're tripping!
James Bond is good, bro. 007, the thrill. The best thriller ever.
Okay, yeah.
Okay. I'd say Jurassic Park. This is not Jurassic World, by the way. This is Jurassic Park. Jurassic Park 1 was so good. Jurassic Park 2 and 3 were trash.
So, you think beginning, between Planet Pirates of the Caribbean and Bourne?
I was saying, like, Bourne and Hunger Games. No, yeah, like, Star Wars and Lord of the Rings. Star Wars and Lord of the Rings. Because it's not that funny. I think, yeah. Okay, what do you think?
Yeah, I think.
Because right. I think it's the start of the dinosaurs. Like, no other movie.
Jurassic World's way better, though.
Jurassic World is better.
Yeah.
I think Jurassic World is between maybe Planet of the Apes and Pirates of the Caribbean.
You think Planet of the Apes is better?
I
think we're overhyping Planet of the Apes. Like, it's really good.
Okay, then I'll put it in front.
Yeah.
Jurassic World?
Yeah.
Because Jurassic World 3, when it comes... No, okay, wait. Can we wait till Jurassic World 3? Can we go Planet of the Apes?
Okay.
Because the trilogy is final with Planet of the Apes. It's ended. But we haven't seen what the third movie is going to bring for... And what if it fucks everything up and it's not good anymore?
I don't know.
Do the same thing again and then we're like, oh, fuck, they're not even good anymore.
Then we'll have to go back to the tier list, do the whole tier list again.
Yeah. Okay, Harry Potter.
Well, you know how I feel about Harry Potter.
I know. I'd say it's S.
I think it's between under John Wick.
You think it's better than OG Spider-Man?
Yo, 100%.
Okay. Yeah, okay. I can agree with that. I can live with that. Dark Knight.
That's a movie.
No, the Dark Knight trilogy. The Christopher Nolan one. Just Christian Bale, not any of the other ones. The trilogy, Joker, the first one, Scarecrow.
This is my favorite. One of my favorite movies.
This one of my favorite movies too. One of the best superhero movies. The Dark Knight 2, Batman 2, is one of the best superhero movies of all time. So where do you think you'll put it?
Bro.
I'd let you
too. Would I rather watch James Bond or Dark Knight? I personally would want to watch Dark Knight.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay, I agree with that too. I'll put it.
Would you want to watch Mission Impossible movie or Dark Knight? For me, Dark Knight.
Okay, this is what I say. Some of the movies in Mission Impossible aren't as good as the Dark Knight trilogy. All three of the Dark Knight trilogy, it's one of the best series ever. All of them are 8-point-somethings. All of them. The third one even.
Even like the Joker that just came out?
No. I'm only talking... That's the DC universe. We're only talking about the Dark Knight series. Okay, I'll show you it. Like the one that Christian Bale plays. The Dark Knight series.
Like Batman 1, Batman Rises and stuff.
Yeah, okay. So this is the Batman Begins is the Scarecrow. Oh, I love one.
Batman Begins, yeah.
Yeah, such a fire movie. He like learns his powers and stuff.
Yeah.
Batman 2, the best movie like in the trilogy. Joker.
Yeah.
And Two-Face.
Favorite movie, yeah.
The Dark Knight Rises, third one. Really, really good. Yeah, the city's gonna blow up and like I don't know. Really, really good.
Okay. Mission Impossible or Dark Knight? Dark Knight.
The thing is, that's what I'm saying, is like I can't rewatch, like, because Dark Knight's really serious. Mission Impossible's not at, it is serious, like the world's gonna like end, but like
when you watch it, what did you prefer more?
Okay, I prefer the Dark Knight. Okay, yeah, fine. I'll go second.
Oh, okay. This is a controversial one.
Because Christian Bale's acting and Joker's acting, like, one of the best acting performances, like, ever.
Yeah.
And, like, cool. I really like Christian Bale. I really like Tom Cruise, though, too. But some of the Mission Impossibles, like, the third one, I didn't really like that much.
I didn't like the first one that much.
What? The first one's a classic. The one in Italy and they finally like...
It's like good. Really, it's like it's a classic, but it's like the action gets better throughout.
Oh, yeah. Because it's just newer. Yeah. Newer times is newer. Oh, the one in Dubai. The Mission Impossible one. That one's good. Insane. Okay. DC Universe. This is like Justice League, stuff like that.
Okay. They have probably some of the worst movies I've ever seen.
Yeah, same. This is not even Joker. Yeah, this is not even... Joker's not even in this. Because DC Universe, only Wonder Woman, Aquaman, Shazam, and Justice League.
I'd put it...
D. Yeah, same. I'd put it C. DC Universe... Bro, they need to do better.
I'd rather watch Purge than DC Universe.
Really? You're about to like kill you're about to get like death threats by like DC Universe fans, but like no, Joker is such a good movie, but it's not part of the DC Universe, and we're only doing series for this tier list.
Next one we'll do movies, and we'll do actors actually, and then movies.
Yeah, actors. No, but you know why I didn't do movies?
I did actors for the topic.
I hate you. But you know why I didn't do movies is because there's too many movies.
Yeah.
And so like we wouldn't be able to like kind of rate them. Like, well, how are you gonna do movies? Actors is a good one. We should do that next. So, okay, this is, I'll quickly read you off our tier list. This is from top to bottom. Marvel, The Dark Knight, Mission Impossible, James Bond, Fast and Furious, John Wick, Harry Potter, The Matrix, OG Spider-Man, Pirates of the Planet of the Apes, Jurassic World, Pirates of the Caribbean, Bourne, Hunger Games, Star Wars, Jurassic Park.
We're gonna get flamed.
The Lord of the Rings, Oceans, Back to the Future, X-Men! Oh my god, we put it that down. Transformers, The Purge, DC Universe, and Men in Black.
We're gonna get shit
on. We're about to offend like 80 billion people. This is probably our most viral podcast ever. And we're going to get no views on this because it probably didn't make sense at all. Okay.
All right. This is a little creepy story for you.
Oh, okay.
Okay? So I was cruising through Netflix and I started watching this show.
Yeah.
And it's about this Canadian girl who went missing at the Cecil Hotel, right?
Yep.
And it's just so weird. And I'm going to tell you the story first, okay. And then I'll tell you my thoughts, right?
Yep.
So, Elisa Lam, that's her name, was a 21-year-old Canadian student who disappeared in 2013 at the Cecil Hotel in downtown Los Angeles while she was traveling across the U.S. A video of Elisa filmed in a hotel elevator before she vanished went viral when it was released by the L.A. police during their investigation. The elevator doors didn't close. She appeared to be speaking with someone unseen. Her movements were strange. She jumped in and out of the elevator, then she vanished. Elisa's body was found in a water tank on the hotel roof 19 days later after she was reported missing. Some people said the video was evidence of supernatural activity, and there are still conspiracy theories of Elisa's disappearance to this day. So basically, The elevator video is probably the creepiest thing I've ever seen in my life. Like, it's so creepy. It's like her, like, I'll show you the video. Okay. Right? It's her, like, in and out of the elevator, like, yeah. Like, and, like, she's, like, going crazy. And she's in the corner of the elevator. And then she's, like, so people think she's on drugs or something. And she's, like, or psychologically messed up. But she vanished from the hotel. And it looked like when she was going out, she was looking for someone. Like, and she was smiling.
Like, really wait, how creepy. Old is she again?
She was a 21-year-old Canadian.
Canadian?
Yeah, Vancouver.
Oh, what the heck?
And she came to, and like, okay, so she comes here, right? And apparently there's been nothing wrong with her before, right? And yeah. She's really active on Tumblr.
Tumblr?
Yeah, like really. So investigators are tracking her movements through there. And like, there's something that like happened.
Yeah.
To her that they think maybe she was on some drugs, maybe she was paranoid, maybe she killed herself in the tank. I don't know, like, if it's like.
Is this like recently?
2013.
Oh, okay.
And like.
Bro.
That's creepy, right?
Yeah, that's like, really creepy.
I was like, oh my god.
Oh.
Okay, so when she was found, her body was naked and most of her clothes and personal effects floating in the water near her. They don't... Accidental drowning, that's the cause of death. But they don't know if it was like a murder or if it was...
What do you think it was?
Bro, I think it was supernatural activity.
Supernatural activity?
Bro, apparently there was nothing wrong with her. Yeah, like... Bro, I'm gonna show you this video because I was terrified. Like, I'm gonna sleep with my mom tonight. Right? And like... Because I watched it just so I was like, oh my god. Like, she was so weird. She's like, and I was just like, what the fuck? Fucking what am I doing?
Did you watch it on Netflix or something?
I didn't watch all of it on Netflix, but I watched part of it. But I watched the elevator video on YouTube because I was doing my research because I'm like invested in this podcast and I'm like the best podcaster in this world. Yeah. And like. And then I'm just like, oh my god, it's so creepy.
Yeah.
And then, bro, that's crazy. Like, no leads for 19 days. You think, what do you think? She got murdered?
I think, I don't believe in, like, supernatural stuff, so I think she got murdered. But I haven't seen the video yet, so, like, but, like, what was the Netflix series called or whatever?
It was, like... The Disappearance of Elisa Lam or something.
Oh, it's like fully on her. Is it a series or is it a movie? Or
a it's doc like a doc kind of thing. Like they do like a whole... It's like a series though.
Oh, like a documentary
series. Yeah, yeah, it's like a few episodes. But like, okay, so think about it. Your sister goes to LA, right?
Yeah.
And then she goes missing for 19 days.
I don't know.
Okay, wait, no, that's a terrible example. Like, you go to L.A. and no one knows where you are. What are you doing? Like, and no one knows
where you're... What was she doing in L.A.?
She was traveling.
Oh, just, like, for fun?
Yeah, she was, like, trying to be, like, one of those, like, white girls, like...
Was she, like, weird before? Like,
any? No, apparently she was not weird. Like, I'm not completely sure, but apparently she was pretty normal, like, a pretty normal person.
Was she in the hotel or whatever with anyone else?
No.
No one else.
And she was talking with someone unseen.
Oh, that's kind of creepy.
So I'm like, oh my god. People also say that she was schizophrenic and like the person she was talking to told her to do that.
Oh, she was schizophrenic?
No, that's what people say. Like, I was reading the comments and there's like some people are like, oh, I worked at a psychological ward and she has this condition where she's maybe under, like, some kind of... I'm, like, really scared right now. I don't know why. We're in the basement. She's, like, watching us right now.
Yo, bro, we hear, like, a loud bang on the window right now.
Oh, okay. Well, that's the end of the body.
Oh, we die. Okay, no, but, like... Was she like this, anything like this before?
Nothing I don't like think this. So, but, like... I don't think so, but I could be totally wrong.
Like, so, do you think somebody can go insane in, like, 16 days? Do you think that's, like, all it is? No,
but, like, she was... Before she was missing, right? After that elevator video...
Yeah.
Right? They had no leads. They couldn't find her.
They didn't find her body?
No, they did find her body after the 16 days. After the 16 days, they had no evidence or no anything. What? They had to do a full search of the
hotel. Oh, that's really creepy.
Yeah, like after she vanished, they didn't have any idea. Like, bro, I would want to be found like in one day.
I would want to be in the die.
Like, oh, this is kind of creepy.
Yeah, okay. You want to end it?
Yeah, like, want to go home.
Okay. I am home. That's it for Ramen Gurcha Untitled, which will be available on Spotify, Google, and Apple Podcasts. If you enjoyed our podcast, please go leave a good review at Apple Podcasts.
No bad reviews.
We'll be back every Monday, Wednesday, Friday. And thank you for listening. We'll see you all Monday.
Yes, sir.